Network. I'm your host, Fierce Benson, and today is Friday. It is fantastic Friday night, my darlings. Yes, yes. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's nippy around here. Somebody bring me my moonshine, please. Listen. It's 27 degrees. It's January 6, 2023, 9:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to put it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karun! Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum. Gumbarum.com. That's G-B-B-A-R-U-M. Gumbarum.com. Hey, baby. Gumbarum.com. We have two different flavors. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve. Steve Gum, baby. Put your wings on, fly on the way, Steve Gum. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen. I got some bad funk ass music for you on tonight, baby. Get ready. Listen, I hope you're sitting in a chair that got a little swivel on it so you can turn the swivel all around, because I got some funky music for you on tonight. Before I get into that, I want y'all to get into this. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer. What you gonna do? Talk to me up in here. Come on. Come on. Come on. All right. It is going to be hot on tonight. I got some bad music for y'all. Listen. It is super hot on tonight. Let me tell y'all something. It is New Wave Funk for 2023. I got some bad stuff on tonight. Let me tell you something. This artist, his name, let me tell you, is B-Funkin'. Let me tell you. And this music is hot. It is super bad. It is hot. It is going to be dynamite. But listen, before I get into the music, let me tell y'all something. Y'all know Mama always saying something wild on the news, right? You know I'm always saying something wild in the news, something wild online. Well, listen, y'all. You know, these people, if you're going to be a crook or a robber, you know, you got to clean up your act. I know y'all probably saying, what do you mean clean up your act? This lady, she is a bank robber. Now, I saw this. This is on Fox News, foxnews.com. Houston cops say a woman has very bad body odor. Now, I could not make this up. This lady, during the Christmas time and right before Christmas, was going around robbing people. And the one thing that they were saying that they remember about the lady, she was real funky. She had some really heavy body odor. You know what I'm talking about. Now, listen. Jackson. That's some kind of trail of fire. It's almost like Pepe Le Pew. You know what I'm saying? This is Pepe Le Pew. Listen, she's going around and they saying her body odor was so bad, you know, the cops didn't need no other decision. All they got to do was go sniffing around because her body odor was some kind of mess up. Now listen, this is what it's saying here at FoxNews.com. A woman was dressed, now this is the killing part, and sometimes this really do happen. Folks be dressed so nice, and then they be smelling so bad. Let me tell you something. This woman, this is straight off Fox News, a woman who was dressed very nice, high heel shoes, but smelled of heavy body odor, she had the nerve to rob people. Listen, she's being sought by Texas and federal authorities for at least different four pre-Christmas robberies. That's what the police are saying. Now, that's some kind of description to be given on the news. Now, listen, this woman is being known for going around robbing people. Now, listen, if you get a smelly woman that's coming up alongside you, she might be the robber. Get them moving real fast. If somebody coming by you and they smack it real bad, they smell like a skunk, it just might be her. If you're in the state of Texas, Beware, there are some funky women between the ages of 40 to 50. Now, I can't make this up. This is unreal. Women, white women, so white women between 40 and 50 smelling very bad, smelling like a skunk, going around robbing people. Now, this is on Fox News. I could not make this up. This is real. Three robberies, and they all saying the same thing. She stank and smell like a skunk. She is really, really funky. So listen, let me move on now. Let me move on to the music. I'm telling you what's the truth. That's some kind of description, ain't it? I mean, that's a real description. The police, you know, what they going to do with the lineup? How they going to do that lineup? You put the woman in the lineup, you can't go by how they look because, you know, she was all covered up. She had her little bandana on her face and everything. So listen, what they going to take the people in and go to sniffing and smelling each one to see which one got the worst body odor? How they going to do that in a lineup? My goodness. It must have been a real distinctive odor because that's what everybody said. The body odor was something beyond what they even imagined. Now listen, this is down in Texas. Houston, Texas. Now, this is on Fox News. I cannot make that up. I ain't making that up. That's on the real, y'all. If you in Houston, Texas, and you see a woman between 40 and 50 dressed real nice, and, you know, she smell like a skunk, she might be the one. Call 911. Call 911 right away. Call 911 right away. Matter of fact, throw a little perfume on her, if you will. You know, throw some perfume on her and then still be calling 911. You might get a little raid on her, too. Put some raid and some Lysol on her. You never know. She might have been all around. You never know where that woman came from. But listen, she might have creeped up out of the sewer. She might have been down there with It. What's his name? It, the clown. You know, just down in the sewer. It. Now, it might have been. You never know. Listen, I got some bad news to pay for y'all. Listen, this one is called That's the Dealio. Now, listen, this one. Let me tell y'all something about this man. I was listening to this music. I say, this is really something. I was listening. I say, you know, this music really sounds familiar. But I want y'all to hear this. That's the Dealio. You know, that's the name of the song. That's the Dealio. Now, the artist is really very unique. I like what he's doing. Once again, his website is befunkin.com. Befunkin.com. Let me put that for you. It's the letter B, FUNKN.com. All right, y'all. All right, now. Now, this one is called That's the Dealio. You hear me up in here? That's the Dealio. Instead of saying that's the deal, it is That's the Dealio. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to like it. Listen, he got a bad sound, very unique, and a little bit familiar, too. So listen, check this out. That's the Dealio.
Okay, let me understand this. Huh? Okay, you've been working all week. You tired. Yep. But you still want to go.
That's the Dealio. Still wanna party though.
All right, that's the dealio, that's the dealio. Let me tell y'all something. When I first listened to the music, I said, wait a minute, let me check this out. Y'all know how mama is. I tell y'all the real on the real on the real. Listen, it's like a new wave funk for 2023. It reminded me of Parliament. It sounded like a new reinvention of Parliament, Funkadelics, you know, Bootsy Collins. And then it sounded like a little funked up Isaac Hayes to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's got a really interesting sound. It really does. So listen, that's the dealio. I am telling you what's the truth up in here. And listen, there's another one played for you by the same artist. You know, to me, it's like new wave funk. Listen, it's music for 2023. You know, it reminds you of the sound. Listen, that sound from the 80s, Parliament, Funkadelics, you know, Ohio Players. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all of us, everybody that came along that time, ain't no way you can forget that, because it was just a kismet. It was magical. It was just phenomenal. And you know something? It reminds me of all the great block parties when I was growing up. You know, we can't do that no more. It's just a shame how the world has really changed. I remember, you know, having a great block parties on the block with the great music, Parliament playing, Funkadelics, you know, and what's the name? Anita Bell. What's the name? Ring My Bell. I forget the name of the lady that song, Ring My Bell. And then A-E-I-O-U. Yeah, sometimes all those great songs, Bootsy Collins, you know, and Flashlight. I am telling you, the block parties was phenomenal. And I'm telling you, block parties back then, if you grew up, you know, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, block parties back then was way different. I mean, you had barbecue grills from one end of the block to the other end of the block. Nothing but grills all up and down the block. Children on their bikes riding, having a great time. It was phenomenal. You know, getting your little rap on, whatever little cute little boy that you saw. That's what this music reminds me of. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we can't go back, but we can go forward with a new reinvention of what we heard from the past. And I think this is what this artist is doing. I think that's what he's doing. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's great that he's able to do that sound from the past and put his own on it. He owns it. It's his. You know, it's his reflection. I think it's just wonderful. I think it's fantastic. I think it's marvelous. And you know what? Because you know what? It reminds us of all the great stuff from the past. Yeah, it sure sure do. Yep, I enjoy it and I love it. And I got some more music that's coming up from him. Right now I got my little platter. I love this. Listen, this is the superhero of music right up in here. Crypto. Oh, come on, baby. Crypto Platypus. Listen, he's like a little superhero. Y'all need to get to know the Platypus dance. Let me just play it. Y'all check this out. This is Crypto Platypus. Come on up in here, baby. Yeah.
For the boat taking over that made it so we wouldn't feel when we making a room. We're creating a place that made it. It's safe just a haven for people to give them a chance. For chipping for stacking it. Feel like the platter for soon as they see us, they doing the dance. Hit for the steak. Soon as I finish, I'm hit for the cake. Call dessert. You were ex-sweet, but ain't here for the fake.
Ain't here for the fake.
Get in these tokens, get platter for terminal. Laying the bound. Station amazing. We raising a nation and making a statement that's often profound. Straight from the chest and you know that we taking all bets. No question, the platter for someone just wants to you win. Stack up all that crypto, then buy NFTs and do it again. Then do it again, sharing this knowledge with you and your friends. It feel like the world is all in your hands. You got them excited, they doing the dance. Like, do the platypus. Don't worry about it, my proof, we stacking it. Move your hands, close your eyes. Head on the swivel, from side to side. Do the platypus. Don't worry about it, my proof, we stacking it. So what we doing, I'm here for the day. Platypus coin, ain't here for the plate.
Do the platypus. Don't worry about it, my proof, we stacking it. Move your hands, close your eyes. Head on the swivel, from side to side. My crew, we stacking it. What we doing? I'm here for the day. Platypus coin, ain't here for the play. Yeah.
Came up the dust, straight to the moon. Feeling like Musk, making these moves. Building my trust, staking for jewels. Can't get enough. You know she like it. These diamonds that get her excited. The platypus showing you how. Whether we measure, you wouldn't believe the white paper. We decent, just like a down. We kicking it, no, we ain't faking it. Make no mistake, and the platypus getting in band. Fight for equality, steady improving the world. You know that it's still in our plans. So take my hand, we do what we want and they do what they can. Push out of jazz and they do it with chance. Crypto platypus doing the dance. Like,
do the platypus. Don't worry about it, my group, we stacking it.
Move your hands, close your eyes. Head on the swivel, from side to side. Do the platypus. Don't worry about it, my group, we stacking it. So what we doing, I'm here for the day. Platypus coin ain't here for the plate.
Do the platypus. Don't worry about it, my group, we stacking it. Move your hands, close your eyes. Head on the swivel, from side to side. Do the platypus. Don't worry about it, my group.
I love it. I love platypus. I really love platypus, crypto platypus. And think about platypus, I said earlier that he's a superhero. The thing about that, and I was thinking, and it just came to me, you know, there will never ever be another Batman or Robin. There will never ever be another Superman because those were superheroes that we grew up with. There will never be another Captain America. So what do we have to do? We have to invent our own superheroes for our time and the future, and that's platypus, right? That is platypus. There's never going to be another Popeye. You know what I'm saying? There's never going to be another one of those superheroes like Popeye in the cartoons. There's never going to be Batman and Robin. There's never going to be Superman. There's never going to be another Avengers because that's been done already. Even when they do the reboot and the movies, it's still like that's fine. It's still like that's good. You know what I'm saying? Listen, and what was that movie? Was it Spawn? I think it was Spawn. That was a good one. That was a good movie. I don't know if you guys is familiar with this movie called Spawn. It was really good. S-P-A-W-N, I think that was the name of it. But it was really good, and it was interesting, and it was different, and it was something that you just will not forget, and it was awesome. The special effects, I'm a special effects junkie. I think everybody that's into movies is all about the special effects. Was awesome. It was funny. It was back in 1997, Spawn, S-P-A-W-N. It was hot. It was cool. Listen, they've got new products. I didn't know this. Listen, this live show is not pre-recorded. I didn't notice. They have some, what is this here? They got some supplements called Spawn. I didn't know that, S-P-A-W-N. But listen. So what I'm saying is for Platypus, you know, the superhero, do the thing, man, do the thing. You know, I put it out there, and whatever comes up in my energy when I hear the music, that's what I put out there, and that's what I tell the artists, and it's up to the artists. See, listen, we are not short of money. We are short of creative ideas. And so, listen, this particular artist has come up with an idea, Crypto Platypus, which is a really great creative idea that can go on. Y'all know I'm about millionaire music. I'm not playing with this thing, right? I'm not playing with this thing. So we ain't short on money. We short on creative ideas. And Platypus is a really great idea to spin it in a lot of different directions. So listen, they have their millionaire music idea already going, right? It's like a dance. It can be a dance crave that they're doing right now. But listen, it can be a superhero. It's got the superhero look. You got the crypto coin. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, he's already got the thing going. And so listen, it can take off. It can do its own thing. You hear what I'm saying up in here? And I think they done caught the vision. I really think they have caught the vision of what's happening with Platypus. Listen, it's just phenomenal. You know, we had Daffy Duck and all those different animated characters. So we have to do it. It is up to this generation. It's up to us to take the responsibility to be creative enough to come up with new ideas, new superheroes, new characters like Platypus. That's what I'm saying. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up by New Wave Funk for 2023. And this man got his sound going on. This one is called Pull Up, Baby. Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. Let's do it. 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 Let's do it.
Yo, man. Oh, girl,
I
think she want to come right here.
You
know, that daughter came on.
What you doing?
You know
what I'm saying? Just pull up on me. I ain't going nowhere. Just pull up on me. I'll be right there. I let her walk into the club, say, yo, what's your name? She say, you looking kind of fly. Matter of fact, your looks insane. She say, can I come and talk to you when I get off this phone? She say, are you here with someone? Are you alone? Just pull up on me. For that funk, he say, the kind of funk you can bump in your trunk. He say, the kind of funk to make the people wanna get up, move it up. I say, be fucking band to be here, putting it down at the end of the month. Said, just pull up on me. Just pull up on me. I ain't going nowhere. Just pull up on me. I'll be right here. Just pull up on me. I ain't going nowhere. Just pull up on me. I'll be right here. Just pull up on me. Just pull up on me.
All right. That is Pull Up. That is the name of the artist. Independent artist is B-Funkin'. Listen. I'm telling you, it's been a stone cold blast around here. The music's been great. It's been a phenomenal time. Guess what? Y'all get to do it all over again on tomorrow. Listen, I think it's very ingenious to recreate the past with a whole new sound, and that is what B-Funking is doing. That is what he's doing. To me, that's what he's doing, because it's like a mixture of, like I said earlier, Bootsy Collins, Parliament. To me, and it's got a little jazzed up Isaac Hayes in there somewhere, especially with pulling. Y'all know Isaac Hayes was the man. You know, you could take a bath in his voice. You really could. You could just, you know, eat chocolate and kisses. You know the way that man sang with that something else. You could even have to look at him. You know, you just turn on the music, turn off the lights, and do all that and light a candle. So listen, let me tell y'all something. The one thing about music, you can create whatever sound you wish. You can create whatever sound that you want. But, you know, if you really want to be successful at what you're doing, you got to create a sound that, of course, is going to gain a following and a fan base, a real strong fan base. It's going to take you to where you want to get to, just like BTS. And, you know, I was really floored and very humbled when someone reached out to me with the group BTS. And listen, the thing is, you know, if your sound is not pulling the fan base that you desire, you got to make some tweaks and some little changes to broaden your fan base. And that's the thing, you got to connect with your fans. You got to do that at the heart of it. Your fans is what's going to drive you, and your fans is what's going to take you to where you want to get to. You got to love your fans. You got to be appreciative of your fans. You got to be thankful, grateful. You know what I mean? Because we can't get anywhere without fans. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what you got to do. If the sound that you're creating is not getting you that oomph, you know, getting you that oomph, baby, you know, make some tweaks, make some little changes here and there. Make a little change, and then your fan base will come, and your tribe. Sometimes we say fans, sometimes I like the word tribe. Your tribe will come to you because we love what you do. Listen, it's been a so cold blast around here, but guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.